We're not nearly as busy as our friends at the MCCSC. And joining us this afternoon is the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources and Operations. Well, he might be the busiest man in town. It's Dr. Jeffrey Henderson. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike. It's great to talk to you again. How have you been?
Well, I was trying to do the math here, and I'll have to take my sandals off and start counting. But welcome back to Bloomington. We know that you were the principal at Center Grove for a few years, and you were before that the principal at North. So what brought you back, my friend? We're glad to have you. Absolutely.
Well, excited to be back, Mike. As you mentioned, I spent 12 years at Bloomington High School North, and those were phenomenal years. This is the community that we chose to live in and raise our children in. Our oldest graduated from Bloomington High School North, and our youngest came with me up to Center Grove and finished her sophomore, junior, and senior years up there. But we let our senior stay and finish her senior year at Bloomington North, and spent the last 7 years up at Center Grove, and obviously have stayed connected to folks in the district, and certainly kept a keen eye on the things that were happening here. And Dr. Winston taking over in leadership in the district office, and having known of her reputation, and having been a part of her actual interview committee, actually, before I left to go to Center Grove, I sat on the interview committee for her when she joined the district years ago. So, that relationship dates back quite a while, and I was excited by the leadership team that she was putting together in the executive cabinet, and perfect opportunity for me to come home.
Well, and the other interesting part is this will be the first time you haven't been a principal in about 100 years. How has the change from not being in a building to overseeing now the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources and Operations? How has that change been? I know you haven't been in that chair very long.
Yeah, what is it now, 36 days, 37 days, something like that. It's certainly a different feel to the start of the year, obviously. I spent 23 of the last 27 years as a high school administrator. 4 of those years were spent as a middle school administrator. So it's a very different feel to the beginning of the year for me. Instead of, orientation for freshmen, I ran orientation for teachers for 2 days. So a little bit different look there.
Well, and let's talk about that as well. Obviously, the human resources and operations part. We'll start with operations because we're going to open the doors tomorrow. And that's the countdown. I know some people are saying, well, this is an awfully slow countdown. But everyone's excited to get back. I saw some social media yesterday for sure in the afternoon. It looks like everybody met in Bloomington South. Tell our listeners, what was the rallying cry? What went on? And how do we get everybody ready, well, for that big day tomorrow morning?
Yeah, so actually, if we date back prior to yesterday's meeting morning session was secondary teachers and administrators. Afternoon session was elementary teachers and elementary administrators. And that was the message, from Dr. Winston about, the way in which our executive team is going to function under her leadership. And offering folks, the 3 C's, as Dr. Winston likes to refer to them, as clarity, context, and candor. And that, we're going to provide clarity. We're going to operate in a transparent manner with our staff and with our community. We're going to provide context for the decisions that we make. And we're going to speak with candor when there are difficult situations to address. And as you know, in any business, there are difficult situations to address. And so I think the sense of teamwork, the people that are serving on the executive cabinet, my knowledge of this district dates back 19 years from when I started here 19 years ago as building principal at North. And it's exciting to me to take a look at our executive team and see that all of the people that are serving in that capacity all have significant years of experience in this district and know the community, have lived here, like myself, have raised children here, And so that's an exciting place to be. But prior to those meetings, we actually had transportation meetings, we had custodial meetings, we had cafeteria staff meetings with our operations teams to talk to them about the important roles that they play to set the stage for kids to be able to learn in a productive environment. You know, if we don't meet their basic needs, getting them to school safely, making sure that they're in a clean, attractive environment, making sure that they're well fed, they're not going to be prepared to learn. So the roles that those individuals in our operations side of the organization play are really critical functions to making sure that kids get a quality education.
Dr. Jeff Henderson is our guest this afternoon, and he is the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources and Operations. And I don't think people forget, but I don't know if they are aware of all of the moving parts that go on here. You talk about cafeteria workers and custodians and bus operations and everything else. You've been doing this for 37 days. Have you had a chance to take a deep breath yet? What's been your biggest challenge, and how are we we're ready for tomorrow, right? I think that's the big question.
Yeah. And I think, you know, anytime you start a new position, Mike, you need to recognize that you don't know what you don't know, right?
So absolutely.
You have to step in the door willing to listen, you know, to hear from the veteran employees that you have that have been doing the job before I arrived here, right? So listening to them and learning from them in order to be able to step into a position where you can provide appropriate and adequate leadership and be an advocate for them, you know, as we're meeting as an executive team and making decisions. So I think that's the first thing. Is it's a little like drinking from a fire hose that's on full blast when you walk in the door. But it's been good. You know, our big challenge in the human resources department is making sure that we are processing employment opportunities in as quick a fashion as we possibly can. You know, we hired 96 certified staff members over the summer. We hired 44 support staff members. We hired 6 bus drivers. We hired 11 food service workers. So, you know, processing the paperwork, getting them through all of the, you know, the background checks that public school employees have to go through, getting, you know, all of their onboarding done, you know, takes a phenomenal team in the human resources department. And I certainly can't take credit for that. I've got a great team that's working with me that's making all that magic happen.
And again, you have such a small window in summer. Oh, it's forever. No, it's not. Not when you're working all summer long and trying to get all the pieces of the puzzle put together. So when we open the doors tomorrow, the first day of MCC, SC, and our friends at RBB as well. So it will be a busy day tomorrow. You have some new principals in the district as well. Are all those positions filled? So everybody will be shaking hands and waving to the new group tomorrow.
Yeah, we have everybody in place. We have 7 certified staff positions left to fill, but only one of those certified staff positions is actually a classroom instructor, and that's a PE opening at the elementary level. But in terms of, you know, the daily delivery of instruction to kids, all of those slots are filled. We still have several support staff positions that are open, and certainly encourage folks that are looking for an opportunity to join the school corporation in a capacity to support education. Take a look at our website. Utilize that to get your foot in the door. Even if you're a licensed teacher and you don't yet have a position, it's a great way to get connected to the district, make those connections with building principals, and get on the radar for the openings that may inevitably happen. And, you know, of those 96 teachers that we employed over the district this summer, 60 of those were hired with one or more years of teaching experience. So that's 64% of our new hires come to us with experience, and that certainly is a testament to the 21-22 referendum, and we certainly want to thank the community for passing that and giving us an opportunity to have competitive salaries and to be a destination district for you know, highly qualified instructors.
And we'll talk about your perspective leaving and coming back and what you've seen. But in the operations part of it, mentioning the referendum, the pre-K angle is brand new for everyone. How exciting is that to get started this week as well?
Yeah, that's thrilling. Dr. Dowling has been heading up the early learning initiative in the district, and we're super excited to begin that. It's just a great opportunity for our youngest learners to get a jump start.
And the sooner we get them in there, the sooner they start absorbing everything like the sponges that they are. Dr. Jeff Henderson is the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources and Operations and the former principal at Bloomington North, most recently at Center Grove. Okay, you go away. A pretty good amount of time there, 7 years. That's a pretty interesting change of perspective. I don't know if you learned anything when you were gone. I know no community does it exactly the same way. You steal a little bit from what works up there and bring it back with you, or just jump back in here?
Yeah, I think you always try to bring with you, additional perspectives in any position that you join for the first time. We certainly don't want to be in the rut of doing things the way they've always been done if there's a better way. So we're constantly trying to improve on processes, improve on procedures, and improve on instruction ultimately. There were lots of similarities between MCCSC and Center Grove. Both operate as professional learning communities, and as professional learning communities go, the desire behind that is to improve professional practice of classroom teachers through job embedded professional development and growth, and that ultimately results in improved student performance, but the target is really improved professional practice. We know that the greatest link between student performance in a classroom is having a highly effective instructor in front of them.
And that's part of, staying in the, I don't know if you want, the rankings are important or the test scores, but the whole experience has to be up to standard, and that's exactly what's happening, and that's why people want to teach here, people want to send their kids here, and it's a very, very exciting time. Now, how many hammers did you have to swing to put this playground together over at Templeton? My goodness.
Well,
it's its own city.
I started my career as a technology education teacher, so given the opportunity, I probably could have swung hammers, but I really didn't have anything to do with that. I'm excited for the completion of that project. I know with Sam Fleener, he was busy all summer with construction projects all over the district with early learning classroom conversions as well as some solar projects that were taking place in the district, and obviously the playground at Templeton is going to be just a phenomenal place once that's completed and all the inspections are conducted. I think we're targeting a 27th date for the completion of that, I believe.
Be patient, folks, because when it's open, it's going to be there forever. We'll have plenty of time to get to it, and we'll talk about all the times and everything else. After school's over, of course, and everybody gets home safely, and on weekends there'll be opportunities for you to get out and enjoy it. But we were driving by it the other day, and my son, who's he'll be in fifth grade at Summit, said, what is that? How come they get one? And you know how that always works. And I said, what? I said, hey, buddy, just be patient. Because it will be open for everyone, it's just not right now. So if we can take a deep breath and let everybody get the get everything, pathways and fences and safety and all that good stuff done, then we'll head over there and then play with that at Templeton. That is an amazing project if you've not driven by it just yet. Okay, tomorrow, ring the bell. High school gets us started, then middle school, then the elementary schools. What is your plan for tomorrow, Dr. Henderson?
Well, we're going to be out visiting several schools tomorrow. I'm going to start out at Bloomington High School North and Hoosier Hills Career Center. Then I'm going to spend some time at Fairview. I'm going to jump out to Unionville and Marlin. I'm going to stop by Bloomington High School South. So all of the members of the executive team and our curriculum and instruction department are going to spend the day visiting schools throughout the district. So we're trying to divide and conquer and get out there and see the kids.
Well, and there's plenty. 24 buildings, 23 buildings. What is the final count there? Somewhere in there.
24.
Okay. I've done my homework. That's good. I don't want detention on the first day of school tomorrow. There's enough pressure for everybody else. So as we conclude here, let's just remind everybody, tomorrow, give yourself extra time no matter what you're doing. If you have kids in school, if you're going to work, the commute's going to be different. We're going to have some new bus drivers, as you mentioned, on the roads as well. We're going to have bus stops, and everybody's going to be a little frazzled, and especially the parents with kids going for the first time. So the best advice we can give everybody, Dr. Henderson, is just to relax and give yourself some extra time, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Be patient. Everything will work out. Obviously, the first day is a lot of apprehension, and I want to correct our number. It's 23, Mike. You were right with your first call.
Oh.
23 buildings.
That's a lot of buildings.
It is. So, you know, we're really excited to see kids. Obviously, that is, you know, that's what we're here for, is to serve our, you know, most precious resource in our community, and that's our youth. And so we're all excited to be able to step out of our offices at the district building, the district office building, and get into the rooms and see children and see teachers where the magic really happens, because it certainly doesn't happen in our offices. It happens in classrooms with kids.
Well, it's great to have you back, my friend. Great to hear your voice again. We're excited that the team is getting together over at the MCCSC. You can go to mccsc.edu. And I think the last thing we'll leave everybody with is the first day rarely is 100% perfect. Lines will be a little longer. Traffic patterns maybe won't be as smooth as they will be a month from now. Let's just give everybody a break. Let's just make sure everybody's safe, and we'll get better as the next days and weeks roll on.
Absolutely. You know, the first days and weeks of school are really exciting, especially for parents who are sending their kids to school for the very first time. So you typically see more parents doing a parent drop-off than you will during the rest of the year. You know, bus ridership tends to increase as the year goes on, and kids get used to the routine, and parents get comfortable. So, yeah, you're right. Traffic patterns will be a little tighter tomorrow than they probably will be a week from now or a month from now.
That's right, because our friends at RBB also go back tomorrow. So for most everywhere in the county, if you're around school tomorrow and the next 3 days, take your time, be safe, let the kids be kids, and let's have a great school year. I know I'll talk to you down the road again. Great to hear from you. Awesome job as always. Best of luck tomorrow, and come back anytime you need to get the word out, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having us on. Have a great day.